This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 382 for Monday, May 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply higher Monday as bullish technical signals provided support. Canola up 9 to over $14, July up $13.90 at $660.90 per ton. A move above the psychological $650 mark earlier in the day brought in additional chart-based speculative buying, adding to the gains. Strength in outside markets added to the firm tone with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all higher on the day. Rains in the forecast for Western Canada may cause some seeding delays, but will benefit crops in the long run, bringing much-needed moisture to dry regions of the prairies. Statistics Canada releases its latest stocks data tomorrow, showing supplies in the country as of March 31st. The numbers should provide a clearer picture of usage to date, with average trade expectations calling for stocks of at least 1 million tons above the 7 million on hand at the same time last year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans underpinned by weather concerns and speculative fund short covering. July climbing well above nearby resistance, up 33 cents at $12.48 per bushel. Heavy flooding in Brazil has halted the last of the soybean harvest there and likely cut into the overall production. Meanwhile, rains in the U.S. Midwest should cause some seeding delays, although that moisture will benefit crops in the long run. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at about 350,000 tons, with year-to-date U.S. soybean exports of 39.1 million tons, running about 18% off last year's pace. Corn, it is higher as that grain was also supported by a speculative short covering. July corn up 8 cents at $4.69 per bushel. The heavy Brazilian rains were also damaging corn crops in the country. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at about 1.3 million tons, with year-to-date exports of just under 33 million tons, up by 32% on the year. Wheat, it's higher across the board with weather uncertainty in Russia behind some of today's strength. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in July at $7.23 per bushel. Kansas City up 25 cents in the July contract at $6.75 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 26 cents in July at $6.48 per bushel. Frost was reported in some Russian wheat growing regions over the weekend, while a lack of moisture also continues to cut into yield prospects elsewhere in the country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.